This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. A damning report from the University of Colorado Boulder charges that its philosophy department has maintained a boorish culture that is hostile to women and more akin to a locker room than lecture hall. The Colorado report follows the surprising downfall of a star in the philosophy field, Colin McGinn, who left his tenured post at University of Miami last summer after allegations of sexual harassment brought by a graduate student. What is being called the Boulder sex scandal has stirred up a storm in academic circles. Slate's education columnist Rebecca Schumann is with us for more on the report and whether it reflects the field of philosophy at large. Rebecca, thanks for being with us.
So great to be here.
So tell us about this report. What kind of behavior was discovered at the University of Colorado Boulder?
Well, it's very interesting because even though the report is 15 pages long and extraordinarily confident in its findings, it doesn't include any specific incidents because to do so would reveal the identity of the participants, which would be against the law. And so many detractors of the report have been angry that it doesn't include specific incidents, but the reason why it doesn't is because it would be both very crushing to the people involved to do so, who are innocent until presumed guilty and deserve to be protected if they're victims, and also quite illegal.
Okay, so what about some of these sort of examples of like bro culture?
So what they did manage to convey, and everyone there knows exactly who they're talking about, I'm sure, is that the culture of the department was such that all of its main events were just soaked in alcohol, and that it was a very common activity for faculty and graduate students to go off-site to bars at night and just get extraordinarily drunk, just absolutely plastered. And then once the alcohol flowed, obviously inhibitions would go down, and certain faculty members who possibly are from a different generation when it was considered more socially acceptable to treat women a certain way would say and do things that would be more at home on an episode of Mad Men than, you know, in a 2014 philosophy department.
Ouch. Who filed this report and how did it come out?
This is the interesting part. The department commissioned it itself. The members of the department have closed ranks completely. They won't talk to anybody but their other friends in philosophy. And so what some philosophy blogs have managed to squeeze out of the department is that the majority of the members of the department were very upset about the actions and behaviors of a minority. And so because the university wasn't taking action on the 15 complaints that had been filed in the last 7 years, they commissioned an outside report, the department did, from the American Philosophical Association's Committee for the Status of Women. And so three members from this committee came to Boulder and did a site visit, and they interviewed everybody, students, staff, faculty, males and females together, males and females separately, administration, undergrads, grad students. They did extensive interviews. And from those interviews, they found that there is a constant feeling of female unfriendliness, unfriendliness to LGBT and other individuals who are members of unrepresented groups. And I say unrepresented groups in philosophy because it is the whitest male's discipline in all of the humanities. And it was just a sort of general environment where many female members were afraid to come to work at all, worked from home, didn't go to events. And if they did complain to the university, those complaints were filed but not followed up on. And so they commissioned this report because they wanted an official record so that perhaps the administration would take action. But the administration obviously was going to see the report too, and it was so terrible. My guess is that they thought, oh, we better get out in front of this and throw this department under the metaphysical motor coach as quickly as possible.
Well, the administration has reacted. I read in the Chronicle of Higher Ed's headline was, Boulder takes bold steps to right a hostile climate in philosophy. Mm-hmm. Specifically, the faculty chair was removed. Mm-hmm. Grad student admission into the department has been suspended. And what do you think of the university's response?
I think that on paper, it's quite a good one, but I would also wonder why one department with 15 complaints hadn't resulted in changes like that many years sooner.
Hmm. Do you think this is an isolated problem within a culture of one university, or is
No.
it? Tell me more.
Well, the academic disciplines in general have been like this since time immemorial and have only recently begun to be a more welcoming environment for women, LGBT individuals, and people of color since the 1980s, when policies changed at universities to punish or at least have some sort of acknowledgement of sexual and racial harassment and discrimination. Affirmative action started making sure that departments got a little bit more diversity. And so in many other departments, especially across the humanities in the literary disciplines, you have a much more diverse array of people and thus a larger diversity of opinion. And so these problems are not quite as widespread. Somehow philosophy has managed to remain a very white and very male-dominated discipline. It actually has by far the worst diversity in the humanities and also the worst diversity among most of the sciences. Even things like engineering, computer science, biochemistry, things that are considered to be very male disciplines. And so when almost all of the people in a department are males of a certain kind and almost all the people that you read are also these sort of long dead white males, it creates an environment of homogeneity that almost makes it seem like, you know, women and LGBT individuals and people of color aren't even there, not even in the conversation. Mm. And this is not, I didn't come up with this. This is philosophers, especially feminist philosophers, have written extensively. Sally Hershberger, for example, Jenny Saul, both of these very high-ranking women philosophers have written about this culture extensively. Mm. And so unfortunately, it is a problem that spans across universities. I can't really speak to the UK and other English-speaking philosophy departments in other countries, but I know personally many individuals who have had inappropriate sexual behavior in philosophy departments happen to them.
Well, unfortunately, it reinforces this idea that philosophy departments are sort of, you know, echo chambers, just talking one to another. But there are people who've been public about this. There's a blog that's been running since 2010 called What Is It Like to Be a Woman in Philosophy? Now, this features anonymous posts from female philosophy students and faculty. So this report first, and then the response to what happened in Colorado. Do you think it does reflect a larger awareness or even sense of activism about this?
Well, yes and no. The response was very mixed. Among the feminist philosophy community and just, you know, philosophers who have their brains on right in general, there was outrage and also this resignation of there are so many Colorados out there and what is this report's release going to do? It might cause departments in the future just to close ranks and never ask for an outside audit again. And then on the other hand, there's this enormous uproar in philosophy of how dare they release the report. There's no specifics in it, so everybody could be lying. It's an exaggeration. It was a few bad apples. The rest of these innocent people are going to be damaged. The department's reputation is ruined. A lot of people came to the defense of the department immediately, and the members of the department reacted to the release of the report to the public as if it was the worst thing that had ever happened to them and as if they were victims of a witch hunt.
Rebecca Schumann, always wonderful to talk with you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Rebecca Schumann, education columnist at Slate, where she wrote about a philosophy department scandal at the University of Colorado Boulder following a report showing abject sexism. There is a link to read her column. It's at wordofmouthradio.org. And to all of our listeners who dabbled in college philosophy, do you think the discipline has an inherent problem with sexism? Did you experience breaches of conduct whilst studying Plato or Descartes? Let us know on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.